was saying, just a few hours, we're
going to begin Tisha B'Av. We're going to begin the fast of the 9th of Av. And it's on this day that we remember not only the destruction of the first and second Batei Mikdash, but we remember thousands of years of calamities, thousands of years of struggles, thousands of years of tragedy and loss. It's the day in which we remember, as a people, all of the individuals, the communities, the incredible sacrifices and the incredible Mesiras Nefesh that our people has undergone for the last 2,000 years. But the amazing part about Klal Yisro is that no matter how difficult or how dire circumstances look, you can never stamp out the hope and the optimism of a Jew. Even though Tisha B'Av on one hand could be such an emotionally crippling day, and it is in many respects the most intense day we have on the Jewish calendar. Although Yom Kippur is a fast day also, but we know that when Yom Kippur starts, we say Shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. We fast not out of sadness, but we fast out of incredible excitement and joy and jubilation over the forgiveness that we are confident HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us. But yet Tisha B'Av doesn't seem to have that joy. Tisha B'Av doesn't seem to have any element of simcha. The opposite. Rather, on Tisha B'Av we observe Shiva. We observe Shiva, we sit on the ground. We don't wear leather shoes. All of the restrictions that apply to an oval during Shiva apply to us during Tisha B'Av. And in fact, Tisha B'Av is such an overwhelming day that we don't even include the normal supplications, normal tefillos that we would have on a fast day, no tachanun, no slichos, because we almost feel cut off. We almost feel like we wonder, Ribono shel Olam, keili, keili, lama azavtani? My God, where have you gone? I feel so alone, I feel so forsaken. That's Tisha B'Av. But the incredible strength of the Jew is that even if the halacha tells me that I have to act hopeless, I could act like I'm in a state of despair, but my heart never gives up hope. My heart never gives up optimism. They say that the Blizh of a Rebbe Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, who saw unspeakable horrors during the war, used to dafka save a piece of the afikoman, a piece of that little piece of matzah that we normally consume at the end of the Seder, and he would dafka eat it during the Suda HaMafsekes, during the last meal before Tisha B'Av. And when explaining this practice, he made reference to the kina, B'tzeisim imitrayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. That although on Tisha B'Av we lament B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, we lament our galus, we lament all that we have lost, we lament our having to leave Jerusalem, but at the same time we remember B'tzeisim imitrayim, that redemption, Geula, is so close, that even through our tears, you could feel, you could hear the footsteps of Mashiach. That even as I go ahead and sit on the floor and cry for all that which has been lost, I feel in my heart the anticipatory excitement for all that is going to be built and rebuilt. That while I mourn all of those beautiful neshamas that have been lost to us over the generations, I feel in my heart bubbling up inside of me the cries of Mazel Tov that are going to come for the beautiful neshamas that are soon going to be born here, Rabbi Yameinu. That's the power of the Jew. We eat the afikoman, even when we go ahead and we sit and we eat the Suda Mafsakas. Even when I cry for B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, I rejoice at the same exact time, because I know that Geula will come. I know redemption will come. I know Mashiach will come. And I feel in my heart and my lips, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. I know it's just a matter of time until HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, of our Mitzarim, of our difficulties, of our Tsar, of our pain, of our suffering. I know that Geula is going to come very soon. So we'll gather tonight in our shul for the recitation of Kinos, for Divrei Chizuk. We'll gather tomorrow morning for explanatory Kinos as well after the 9 o'clock Minyan. And during those Kinos, we're going to learn many different beautiful things. We're going to feel the pain of that which has been lost, but we're going to learn together the redemptive Torah of the Piyajetzna, Rav Klonimus Kalma Shapira. We're going to learn his Divrei Torah that he delivered in the Warsaw Ghetto as a source of incredible inspiration and being uplifted, or through which he used to uplift those broken neshamas in the darkest times. We're going to learn that Torah together, and we're going to sing together. Throughout the morning, throughout the kinos, we're going to sing beautiful Shira. Shira, on one hand, that will awaken within us incredible pangs of pain and sadness and loss. But that same Shira will also unlock within us the incredible, unquenchable desire for messianic redemption, for Gula. So may be Zoche Me'at Hashem to join together tonight for Tefillah and Shira. May be Zoche Me'at Hashem to join together tomorrow for Kinos, Tefillah, Shira, all together. May be Zoche Me'at Hashem that in the Zuchus of our mourning, in the Zuchus of our cries, in the Zuchus of our tears, may those tears, may those cries awaken within us a desire for something more, a desire for something better, a desire for something holy. And in that zuchus, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu collect our tears, put them on the scale of Gula, and may they finally tilt that scale in our favor. In the zuchus of our Shira, of our Kinos, of our Tila, may the Neshamas whom we mourn for have an Aliyah. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally see fit to allow this to be the last Tisha B'Av of Tzar. May we be Zoche Me'at Hashem to pave the way for Mashiach. May we be Zoche Me'at Hashem to pave the way for Geula. M'hira B'Yameinu. Amen.